sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, prizes, and surprises anywhere. For Knockout Radio, I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
What is going on? We are back. We are in town.
In studio. Live.
In the studio at Torta Pizza. How ironic, because Billy Quarantillo, had to make sure I said the till.
Billy Quarantine, is what we like to call him.
Well, he's not quarantined anymore. But he was going to stop by today. He had some things come up. If he would have been here right now, he would have watched what we're watching as he's getting ready to get his knockout.
Yeah. Third round.
We are.
Spoiler alert. Third round, 7 seconds in.
What?
Those are vicious right hand.
What? Spoiler alert.
Crazy.
All right. A couple things to get off my chest. First and foremost, today's schedule.
Okay.
Nico Price returns.
Your boy.
Big.
That's your boy.
He's a cool dude.
There's certain guys that are inside the circle, and there's certain guys you're cool with, but Nico's one of those guys that's.
He's getting there.
He's working his way in. He's close.
Or am I working my way into his? I'm not sure which, but we had a nice conversation after his last fight, and I'm going to leave it up to him as to whether we touch on that. But I'm looking forward to that big fight, big name, obviously taking on Donald Cerrone on Saturday. Then for the first time, I'm pretty sure it's the first time, we're going to welcome Gerald Mearshart, who is the Coco. He's the Coco.
Coco.
He's you. So,
he's me.
You know, you two will get along. And there is a reason that I have kept you around.
Yes.
Because he didn't respond to me. Mike Rodriguez, a royal screw job last Saturday night, will be on the program in the second hour.
He will. And I met Mike through his mom, who comes to the restaurant and I cook for. So, I see him come back.
It was funny because last time he was on a couple weeks ago, I don't remember if you told the story to him or if he responded. I think he responded to the story. And, you know, it's happened to you now that you've been involved as the Coco host here at Knockout Radio. It's happened to me for 30 years. You know, hey, my brother, my son, my cousin, my nephew, they fight for the UFC. And typically it's like, is that the knockout? No. Knockout's coming up in 10 seconds. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it comes up to me all the time. And I'm like, oh, really? Oh, cool. Yeah, I've traveled with the UFC. And, you know, where was his last fight? The Bayfront Center?
Right.
Okay. Now, no disrespect.
Sure.
You know, still, in a fist fight, still massive, you know, props the whole nine yards. But not the UFC.
Right.
So, I guess Mike Rodriguez's mom told you the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, you looked into it.
My son's a fighter. And he lives up. We're from New York, and he lives in Boston. And I'm like, okay. And then about 2 weeks before his last fight in August, she said, my son Mike's fighting on the UFC card on the 22nd. And I look it up. I'm like, well, who's your son? So I Instagram it. I'm like, Mike Rodriguez, your slow Rodriguez is your son?
And then he did the same thing, because people always say about radio shows and this and that. And, you know, I'm sure that not only you and I, but everybody's like, hey, can we get you on, whatever. So Mike's mom said the same thing to him. You know, there's this pretty big show. And he's like, yeah, okay, whatever. And then I guess he did the same thing. Yeah. Oh, crap. It's Knockout Radio.
Look how flat Billy looks. Now he's all folded up a pizza.
All right. I want to tell you about my experience this morning.
Ooh, what'd you got?
All right. I do want to talk about some driving episodes.
Okay.
So we're going to talk about that. But I went into a store that only charges one penny over 99 cents per item.
Okay.
And technically, that's not true.
And there's nothing in there that's a dollar.
No, everything's a dollar.
Well, but some of the stuff you go in there is all full price. It's like $3,
$5. No. Not at Dollar Tree. Now, if you go to the other one, I forget what the other one's called.
Dollar General?
Dollar General. Everything's not a dollar.
Right.
Dollar Tree, it is.
Okay.
Except for cards. Some cards are 50 cents.
Oh, okay.
So,
it's a better value.
Oh, it's a much better family. Dollar Tree. You spend any money.
That sounds good.
So I mentioned this to you, and I put it on Book of Face as well. that Dollar Tree is not allowed to change. You have to have exact change.
Well, there's a change.
Really?
Well, they say that the COVID lasts on metal longer than it does on any other surface.
It's not but it's not a shortage. It's just people are afraid to use it.
Well, the banks aren't giving it out. And you can only turn in change to the bank if they roll it, and hence I've heard.
Whatever.
But each bank has a different policy.
So I had to go buy something today at Dollar Tree for a dollar, which means it was how much?
$1.07.
$1.07.
Because there's tax.
So I paid with a dollar bill.
Okay.
And then I put 7 cents on my credit card.
What? Why would you put 7 cents on a credit card?
Because I didn't have exact change.
Why wouldn't you put the whole $1.07 on it?
What's the point?
Oh, principle.
It's the principle.
Ah, I like the principle of
it. Yeah. Well, and as a matter of fact, you know, when I posted it, you know, a week or two ago, that's what a lot of people responded.
Sure.
Pay the dollars and then put the rest of the credit card, you know, the rest of the change on the credit card.
So that's an interesting concept.
That's what I did.
So 7 cents.
All right. You already know what I think of you.
Yes.
So I don't think it can be any lower.
Well, I mean, it can get.
Well, we're going to find out if it's any lower right now.
Uh-oh.
Okay. So there was a power outage. There was a power outage. And don't yell. What the hell's wrong with you? Oh, my God. I guess it's going to happen again.
I could have kept the headphones on to do that.
Exactly.
It's hard to run a restaurant and a radio show simultaneously when my knucklehead's in the back of the restaurant.
I understand
eating
that.
Chicken wings.
But you looked at me to turn your microphone off. So if I turn your microphone off, that means get up off your lazy rear and walk into the back of your store.
It's principle. I wanted to make sure that Brian knows nationally that I think he's a dumbass.
A dumb person.
Person.
Right. All right. So I was driving here to whatever this place is called, Torta Pizza, and the stoplight was flashing red.
Okay.
Okay. What does that mean?
It means you treat it like a stop sign.
I do like you the same as I did yesterday.
Okay. All right.
Me being me, out of principle.
Yes.
I stopped. I saw a car about a block away-ish.
Okay.
I knew they wasn't going to stop.
Okay, because you're in Florida.
Because I drive with a bunch of morons.
Because we're in Florida.
And I started to go on purpose. It was closer than a block. You know,
okay.
But there was no way this lady was stopping.
Principle, right?
It was principle.
Sure.
And she slammed on the brakes.
Good for her.
And then drove around me.
Okay.
And then yelled at me.
Oh, so put the blame on you.
And I considered. I considered.
You flipped the bird?
Oh, no. I considered instead of going straight.
Going in reverse.
No, going left. Kind of like. But then another person did the same thing. If it's a flashing red, you consider it a four-way stop.
Yes.
Please.
And if you all four show up at the same time, who goes first?
You flip a coin. It's eye contact. But now here's the second one. And I think I brought this up, you know, a week or two or 3 weeks ago, whatever. So imagine a busy road.
Okay.
All right. We're going to say a busy road. It don't matter. North and south.
Abbey Road. Is that a road?
Well, yeah. Isn't that where the Beatles were?
That road.
Okay.
We'll use that road.
All right. So we're going to use Abbey Road.
Okay.
Okay. So Abbey Road is a main road.
Yes.
Now there's a stop sign on both sides of Abbey Road, right?
Okay. Yeah.
So I pull up to the stop sign.
Okay.
I'm watching traffic on Abbey Road.
Got it.
While I'm watching traffic, as I'm doing this, and even though nobody can see because it's radio, I'm looking left, I'm looking right, I'm looking left, I'm looking right. I was there 10 seconds.
Don't hit the pedestrians on Abbey Road in the crosswalk.
Another car comes to the stop sign across from me.
Okay.
Okay?
Sure.
So I've been there about 10 seconds.
Right.
Now they pull up.
Sure.
Now it clears. We both go at the same time.
Okay.
Who has the right of way?
Probably the car across from you.
What?
Why? Just because you were there first?
Yes.
That's the whole object. I don't think so. I think that one's wrong. I think the car has the actual right of way.
The hell are you talking about?
Because you both sort of stopped at the same time.
No. See, you don't listen.
You pulled up. They pulled up after you did.
Yes.
But by the time the pedestrians cleared, you guys were both at a standstill.
It doesn't matter.
I think it does in that scenario. I think so. I think the straight through car would have the right of way if you were turning left.
Let's just for the sake of having fun, and I don't gamble. Let's gamble.
Okay. All right. What do you want to
gamble? A, because, well, let's make the wager first before I tell you.
Well, because if you were there stopped and they were still in motion, then you would have the right of way to go first. But if you're both stopped waiting for pedestrians, and then it goes clear.
If he pulls,
they have
up,
the right of way first.
You're wrong.
I think I'm right.
All right, what are we betting?
Let's bet the UFC tickets.
Well, that could be forever. We don't know if that will ever happen.
I'll bet you a Tom Brady game victorious Buccaneer jersey.
Game one. Which has already been played.
Game worn,
which has already been played.
Buccaneer victory jersey.
Well, again, I'm only going to wager something. I'm not going to wager something that I know I can't provide. But here's the thing. Not only did I call a couple police officers, Google it.
Okay.
And see what it says.
Google.
Dr. Google says the first one to the stop sign has the right of way.
Okay.
Doesn't matter.
It didn't say if pedestrians were.
First of all, I never said the word pedestrian.
Well, I did, because Abbey Road has the Beatles in the middle of the road.
Well, in today's world, you run them over.
Would you like to turn the microphone down while I yell at Brian again?
No, don't yell. Get up and walk into the back. So get up and walk into the back. All right. So, God. All right, let's go hit a break. We'll be right back, coming to you live from Torta Pizza.
Time was drifting, this rocket got to roll.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Kamaru Usman, a.k.a. the Nigerian Nightmare here, and you are listening to Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Do you know the difference between jacaranda and a palm? How about what is lethal bronzing and how to stop it? Can you trim a 30-foot rubber tree and know how to clean your equipment after? I answered no to these and many more about the trees in my yard and how to take care of them. Luckily, I know the great guys at Tree Impressions of Florida, and they do. After one call to Tree Impressions of Florida, and I'm ready for hurricane season, or at least my yard will be, don't wait until it's too late. Call Tree Impressions of Florida today at 727-263-9291. You need tree trimming and removal? Watch how they clean up after. Just as impressive as the tree work in itself. Call Tree Impressions of Florida at 727-263-9291 and have one less thing to worry about before the next storm.
Join the Humane Society of Tampa Bay for their virtual week of giving, October 5th through the 10th. This week will include a silent auction, wine pull, raffles, and conclude with a one-hour virtual show at the Humane Society of Tampa Bay's new shelter. Visit humanesocietytampa.org to learn how you can participate.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Gottsplit and Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Gottsplit Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park, or call them at 727-290-9873.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
What's up? This is Sean Lights Out Merriman, former Charger, now CEO, co-founder of Lights Out Extreme Fighting. You're listening to Knockout Radio.
All right, we are back coming to you live from Torta Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. So much to... Hey, Rook.
It's my first day.
Oh, my God.
I'm having a rocky start to the Knockout Radio program today.
Oh, my God.
It's like we were out of town last week for the BKFC. We were on the road.
Thank God you drove.
I'm just, you know, my timing's off.
Because if I would have drove, I think I would have left you.
Well, we're smooth sailing now. We've hit some bumpy turbulence.
What's this we? We're not French.
Well, I am French. I'm from Provence. From Paris.
All right, so I want to touch base on a couple things.
Oh, yes.
So as we know, fans, media, morons, whatever, can take bits and pieces of anything and make it look like, sound like whatever they want them to.
Of course.
So last Thursday was opening night for the 101st NFL season.
Yes.
And allegedly, and I say it for a few reasons, one, because I didn't watch.
Right.
Allegedly, the Kansas City fans that were in Kansas City,
okay,
when there was a show of unity, there was boos that were coming from the fans, from the stands. So obviously, a lot of people blasted and said, so it's not about the national anthem, so it's not about the American flag, so it's not. I jumped on just to try to find the truth. Now, okay, we'll never know the truth because you don't know why every single person booed. So for me to say that they did or they didn't, I can't do that. You can't do that. The people that said every single person that booed, well, obviously it's not about blah, blah, blah. But some people have responded that were there.
Okay.
That said, the opposing team, the Houston Texans, went into the locker room for the national anthem and stayed.
Okay.
This is so funny because I have people on both sides that now hate me.
Okay.
You
sure.
know, because.
Then you're on to superstardom, my friend, because you're on the Conor McGregor's role.
It's so crazy that I can piss off everybody on both sides. I have stated I would much rather the teams stay in the locker room for the national anthem than come out and have one person kneel.
Okay.
Like I have said publicly and privately, and scream from the top of the mountain, it's okay if you do whatever you want to do. If you want to kneel, do it. If you believe kneeling is not disrespectful, do it.
Okay.
If you believe kneeling is disrespectful and you want to do it, do it. I don't care. I don't care what you believe. That's what you believe. I'm going to always believe kneeling during the national anthem is disrespectful.
Okay.
So for me personally, and I don't want to get back on this tangent, but for me personally, I would rather teams stay in the locker room so that not a single person has the opportunity to kneel.
Okay.
But if you do it, do it. I'm not going to think any differently of you, I hope. I mean, I can't promise.
Right.
I don't know.
Okay.
I've had some close friends tell me that they were considering kneeling. And again, you got to do what you feel is right.
Sure.
But what some fans that were in the stands in Kansas City said is when the – and I don't know if this is true. It certainly sounds good.
Okay.
But this is what they said. They booed when the Houston Texans came onto the field, coming out of the locker room,
the opposing
onto
team,
the field.
Like every opposing team going
does.
To a home city.
Everybody does.
Everyone.
I've covered the Buccaneers since the 80s. Every time the opposing team runs out, well, not every time in Tampa because there's sometimes more fans right, from the opposing team than the home team.
Especially at the Trop.
Well, no, I mean, since I remember vividly, like the Packers, the Bears, you know, back when they were in the Central, there was more fans there from the other team.
Sure.
But typically, when the opposing team runs onto the field, they would get booed. So let's don't jump conclusions that people are booing because of the because show of unity.
Right.
The anthem, I would assume, was over.
Unless it was in Philly, because they boo their own team, well, like whether they're winning or losing.
Well, they there's been times when...
They booed Santa Claus, okay?
They didn't boo Santa Claus.
Santa Claus. That makes them the worst sports franchise of all time.
Well, first of all, it's not the franchise. You can't blame the franchise for the fans.
Wow, that's true.
All right, you're wrong again.
That's true.
Second, they did not boo Santa Claus.
They're booing the halftime show?
They booed an imposter who they took out of the stands dressed as Santa Claus. That wasn't Santa Claus.
Maybe Santa Claus was there. I don't know.
Well, no, this guy wasn't. He was there with friends. So I just kind of wanted to vent that for a second.
But didn't you suggest a solution to all this of just not play the national anthem?
I'm okay with that, too.
Like, just not even play it. Like, don't even make them... Don't put the players in that situation where they have to make a public display of their patronage or their
patriotism.
Unity.
It's patriotism.
Patriotism. I mean, like, why put them in a public position where they have to make a stand publicly?
I have been yelled at by a lot of people, including my own family, that I don't express myself properly. So here's further. I stand with all this unity stuff. I'm good with it. I support it. You know, anything Titus O'Neil needs, I'm there for him. Anything Kevin Carter needs, I'm there for him because they're doing a lot in the Tampa Bay area. I just don't want kneeling during the national anthem. So that's the way I look at it. So, yes, I would much rather, and there's some military people in Tampa who, do I want to say friends or former friends with, because they ripped me.
Really?
That I, you know, the national anthem should be played. Everyone should stand. No, I'm to the point where do what you feel is right.
Sure.
You know, continue to do what you feel is right. That is legal and within the law and blah, 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 blah.
So, well, I know on Monday night, it was supposed to be your 20th consecutive season.
Or 19th, but you were close.
Okay, 19th.
You were close. You're so rattled, you don't know what's
right
going
there.
On.
Like it was like 19th consecutive season of the player show at the press box.
It was the 30th-ish.
And when the national anthem came on, majority of the room stood up on TV, like while it was on TV played for the Monday Night Football, the majority of the crowd stood up, did their hand over their heart, and then clapped and cheered after it was over. So, I mean, you know.
Everybody's got to do what they got to do. Everybody's got to do what, you know, they feel comfortable with. Like, I've been in the press box. When we're at our seats, people stand. But if you go behind that wall, you know, where there's tables and the TVs, I've never seen people stand there. Now, is that right? Is that wrong? I don't know.
Is it when the song's playing, you're supposed to do it? When you hear it, like, does it have to be visible to see the flag? Do you actually have to see a flag in order to, like, stop and pay respects to it? Or is it when you hear the song?
Well, first, you're supposed to stand as the flag passes in front of you. So if a color guard is walking past you, you're supposed to stand. And, of course, nobody does. You know, the whole thing about the flag and, you know, there's been some things with I think it was high school kids got suspended for running out with a flag with the blue line and the red line, which I'm against too. I'm against those.
Because it's defacing the flag. Right.
You can deface a print of the flag by the bylaws, but you can't deface the flag. But again, you know, it's to a point now where it is what it is. Bobby Green, they're showing the fight from Saturday night. Did you watch the fight?
I did not.
I respect this guy so much.
Bobby Green?
I truly do. And not just because of what happened Saturday.
Okay.
You know, he was very vocal at his last fight. Bobby Green is black. You know, I don't want to say African-American because this is a true story. So a friend of the family is black.
Okay.
But he's not African-American.
Right. He was born here.
No, he wasn't born here.
Oh.
He's black, but he's not African-American.
Okay.
Which means he's not American.
Right. Not African either.
He's African.
Okay.
But he's not an American.
Oh, gotcha.
So I'm cornered. I don't know what to call anybody anymore.
You can't.
He gets offended when people call him African American.
Just call him other.
Because he's
because on the election box, like, you have to check what your race.
Just be quiet. So at his last fight, his dad was there. His dad is white. Bobby's black. And, you know, he made some emotional statements. After this victory on Saturday night, He goes into the back. He puts his headset on. And Bisping starts to ask him a question. And he goes, I'm still emotionally a wreck. Now, he said Iraq when it was Iran. But he said, just before my fight, they put up about Iran executing the wrestler.
Right. The wrestler or UFC fighter?
Wrestler.
Oh, okay.
He was a wrestler from Iran, you know, who protested. And and we're not going to get into all that stuff. I don't want to make this a total political show. But, you know, he's like, I don't want to talk. I can't. It messed me up. Like they put him to death. And Michael Bisping goes, you know, that's a class act. We understand. But let's get back to the fight. And he's like, I don't want to talk about the fight.
Right.
The fight means nothing. They put this man to death. They killed this man. And then he stormed off. Much respect to Bobby Green.
Now you're in the media a long time. Like, don't some organizations, some professional leagues, don't they have a cool off period where you can't even talk to their athlete until they come down emotionally?
That's the NFL. I think MLB is the same. I'm sure they all are. I'm sure hockey is.
So like UFC, they come right out the octagon. They still got blood on their face. Like
during the pandemic. Now, before that, it was never the case.
Right.
You know, matter of fact, before all this pandemic stuff, we would wait 45 minutes, an hour before the press conference. So I understand what you're saying. I don't know if I like or dislike.
Do you like the raw emotion? Like, because that's what makes the UFC what it is. I mean, the whole combat fighting warrior spirit.
But it's no different because Joe Rogan or whoever, you know, would get into, or the late, great Ryan Bennett, would get into the octagon and interview the winner after anyway. So that's no different.
Right.
You know, so whether it's Bisping or Rogan or whoever getting in the octagon or doing it via Zoom or however the official thing is, you know, who knows? But if you're going to do it, you're going to do it. But no, big ups to him. I thought it was a good move by him. You know, it's what he believed. Other news, Thiago Santos is out of his fight. I don't know if you saw that. Yeah, with Teixeira.
His knee?
COVID.
Oh, man, COVID's just wrecking stuff.
You know who else had COVID? And he has put it out.
Okay.
You know, everybody's always on me that I know stuff. I do know stuff.
Right.
But when I'm asked not to repeat stuff.
You can't.
I can't. Daniel Cormier has reported that he had COVID before the Stipe fight.
Ooh.
Now, he didn't have it, to the best of my knowledge, at the fight.
Okay.
But I believe he tested positive.
During his training camp?
During his training camp.
So.
And it showed.
So he couldn't train. He couldn't. I mean, he probably physically didn't feel like training, right?
Right.
Wow.
So.
Wow.
But he.
Stipe Cormier 4?
No.
It's like the Rocky series. Like, we'll go to 5. We'll get to like.
But here's the thing that always kills me is, you know, it's secret. Don't tell nobody. Don't tell nobody. No, 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 no. And then he's. Then they tell people. All right, let's go hit this break. Then we're going to head out to Las Vegas as your co-main event, Nico Hybrid Price, returns back to Knockout Radio when we return. Coming to you live from Torta Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Song.
Here come the jesters. 1, 2, 3.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Antonio Holmes of the Pittsburgh Steelers. You're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza. That's Tour de Pizza.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12-draft system or the boxing or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The PressBox Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
Your child deserves joy now more than ever. Hi, this is Jason Wooten from Broadway Arts and Dance Academy in St. Petersburg. My wife, April Berry, and I built our careers performing on Broadway and television in New York City, as well as singing with amazing artists like Queen and the Trans-Siberian Orchestra around the world. And now we've come to share our experiences with students young and old in the Tampa Bay area. We offer dance, music, and theater training for new and professional students. For more information, visit BroadwayADA.com or call us at 727-329-9740. We can't wait to meet your family.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
This is the Trop. So come down and see Ferg and the whole gang at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
I'm Adam Richmond, culinary traveler and gastronaut, and you are feasting your ears on Knockout Radio. Who wants a knuckle sandwich?
I'm coming to live from Florida Pizza, 80th Avenue and 4th Street here in St. Pete. We've already done a lot still to get to. Let's head out to Las Vegas. I can't wait till I can get back out to Las Vegas. Miss going out there. Miss being live at the fights. I'm definitely going to miss being live at this particular fight. Let's welcome back to the program, part of the Randy regime, Nico Price. Nico, how are you?
What's up, Randy?
Good to hear from you. First and foremost, before we get into the fight, you know, we're going to bounce all over the place, but I need to ask you this. So you get a phone call. Nico, what do you think of fighting whatever Saturday's date is? Okay, I'm cool. How would you like to fight Donald Cerrone?
Oh, yeah, of course. That's exactly what I said. I was like, really? Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, down.
Perfect fight for you. It's what you've always, good, you know, looking
the contract
for.
Yeah.
So awesome. On a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being you didn't answer the phone, and 10 being can we fight tomorrow and not on a Saturday, I'm assuming it was a 10.
Yeah. Of course, 100%.
Perfect. All right, let's jump back to Jacksonville. Early in this pandemic, you drove up to Jacksonville. You fought up there in that arena. What was it like? You know, no crowd. What was the atmosphere? What was the feeling like leading up to the fight and then as the fight started?
It was cool, you know. It was just another week. You know, we had to stay in quarantine, a few things. We couldn't go a bunch of places. But they always had everything all for us. It was fine. You know, when I went into the crowd and there was no, or the stadium, there was no crowd, it was cool too. You know, like, I could focus more, hear my coaches more. Not it. It's funny because you can hear the commentators, too.
You know, which I know a lot of people have talked about. Like, they could hear whether it was D.C. or Joe or whatever, and they kind of say something where they're recommending, you know, to the audience that's listening on TV, and the fighters are like, oh, interesting. I'm going to do that. And I don't know if I told you this, and I won't throw the fighter under the bus, but we were broadcasting a fight once, and the co-host that was doing the commentating with me, it was his fighter. And he was, like, talking so loud that the fighter literally brought the fight in front of him and listened to every word the commentator was saying. So I'm sure it's very similar to what you guys can do now.
Well, yeah, you hear DC out there, you hear Mike, you hear them all. You know, so if you hear him talking about you, normally, hopefully it's good, not about you getting beat up. I happen to hear DC saying, like, that I need to watch out for the low kick. And I was like, I have to watch out for the low kick. So I was like, he needs to watch out for the low kick. So I'm going to make you switch first. You know, and then I just, that's when I started low kicking him.
Was it like, and a lot of fighters have said that, you know, all of these fights, just the atmosphere is more like a gym session. And a lot of times I've been told that gym sessions are harder than the actual fight. So if that's the case, what is it like? Is it a gym session?
Not for me. For me, I get to go have fun and fight someone again. You know, I just go out there and I get to do what God put in front of me. You know, living God's path. Living the journey, you know, he put in front of me.
A lot of fighters, you know, say, and the media has said, well, that fighter always wants to go out on his sword, doesn't want the corner to stop, doesn't want. And we've always known that about you, and you proved that in the last fight. How difficult was it for you? You know, you wanted to continue, but the doctor stopped the fight.
That happens. You know, like he was thinking of my safety. So how are you going to get mad at someone for, like, trying to save your eyeball? You know, I mean, my eyes were fine. I didn't have to get surgery or nothing. But, like, maybe another knee could have done it. I don't know. Maybe I wouldn't have an eye. You know, or I could have a W. You never know. It could have went both ways, but, I'm thankful. You know, he has his opinion, and I agree with it. My eye was pretty beat up.
And I wanted you to say that because so many media, so many fans after any fight, after any stoppage, oh, it shouldn't have been stopped. He wanted to continue. But I wanted, you know, somebody to talk about the view
of...
We all want to continue.
We all want to continue. If I had a broken leg, I would still try to continue and try to hide it. I was trying to hide my eyes from the doctor. But that's why I didn't, like, face him right away. I was like, yeah, no, I'm good, man. Just trying to get him to just walk away, but he wouldn't. He was a good doctor.
And I'll text you. You know, well, never mind. I'm not touching base on that. So, one of my hobbies, one of my favorite things to do, and I don't know why, when we find, and I didn't do it the other 912 times you've been on, is I'll always Google what high school or what college my guest went to, just to see who some of the other alumni are. And I don't know if you've done that before, but I went and I Googled your high school. What is it? Mariner High.
No, Mariner High.
Two of my former co-hosts went to that school.
In
Ernest Graham and Greg Spires.
Yep.
Both played here in Tampa. And then, of course, in the MMA world, the Silverback, Seth Petruzzelli, went to that high school.
Yep. And then, of course, the good old Seth.
Seth.
I like
that. We see him all the time when they continue to do on Fight Pass, you know, about Kimbo. You know, Seth is always on. Let's talk about Saturday night. Getting back in the octagon against one of the most popular names in the sport. And really, you don't even have to say his name. You just say Cowboy.
Yeah, you know, you just got to say, I'm fighting Cowboy. And then they normally go, Cerrone? I'm like, yeah. They're like, Donald Cerrone? I'm like, yeah. The Cowboy, Donald Cerrone. Everyone doesn't believe me at first. And then I got
really?
Like, posted. Yeah, they're like, really? They gave you Cerrone? They offered me the opportunity to fight a great fighter. And I was like, yes, instantly.
When you know? Get a fight, when you get a fight, Nico, and it's a name like that, you know, what are your first thoughts? If I beat a name guy, it's going to push me up, or is it just I'm fighting a name guy that I've watched forever?
I'm always looking to go up, but, like, every fight is the next best fight, you know, like the biggest fight. But this is, like, my biggest fight. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
I get to fight one of the freaking, he's like the Mavericks of MMA, you know, like one of the first crazy dude just goes out there, kicks motherfuckers in the face, puts them to sleep.
Truckers. Nico, you said truckers, right?
Truckers, yeah, mother truckers. Right in the mouth. Head kicking them, you know, putting them to sleep, kneeing them, breaking them arms and arm bars and stuff. Like, yeah, he's good everywhere. You know, one of my idols, you know. Trying to beat people up like Cerrone.
How do you block out, you know, with you just saying he's one of your idols? And so many times fighters are like, I first get in the octagon and it takes me a second, 5 seconds, 20 seconds to, you know, I'm fighting this guy. I can't look up to him. I have to beat him up.
I know. I walk into that cage. My switch is on. I don't care who you are. You know, like, even when I saw his name, like, after the first couple of days, I was like, another name on the list. You know, like, I got all the goosebumps out. Now I'm just ready to go fight him.
Just get down to it. All right, I'm not a gambler. Yeah. I was telling Matt this earlier. I don't gamble. I don't like gambling. I'd rather spend money on the buffets in Vegas when and if they ever open them back up. But I think it's called a prop bet. So if the prop bet is over under 5 seconds before the first punch is thrown, I'm saying it's going to be under.
Yeah? Under don't 5 seconds before. Oh. Dude, just look at my track record.
Yeah. So, yes. So that definitely goes without saying. All right. A couple of new questions. I don't think I've asked you some of these. I've asked other athletes. I want new audience members to get to know you a little bit better. So, first and foremost, four people coming over for dinner, living or passed away, real or fictitious. Cannot be family members. Can't be people from the gym, and I'm even going to say it can't be me either, because I know you would have picked me.
100%. Well, of course. How many of them?
Four.
Four. Of course, our Lord. God, dude. Jesus Christ, you know? We're going to have him over there. He's going to bless the whole meal. Who else? I'd like to sit down and bring Abraham Lincoln to the table, too. You know? See what this man doesn't lie about. I want to hear the truth. Who else? Man, we can get Trump over here. I'd like to talk to him, too. Be like, how do I get this investment?
Okay.
Here's some money.
One more.
Yeah, one more, right?
Yep.
Who would be the other one?
One more. Yeah, one more, right?
To make it exciting. Who doesn't like Donald Trump? Like, who's one of his arch enemies? I would bring them to the table to have fun.
Well, almost anybody. About, 49 or 52% of the country. Alyssa Milano, Roseanne.
Him go fight somebody. I want to see Donald Trump with some gloves on after the meal. And then I would like to sit there and watch that. That would be fun.
Didn't he get body slammed?
Partner. He's a good verbal fighter.
Yeah. Yep. But didn't he get body slammed?
Physically.
Good.
He got body slammed?
I think he got body slammed at a WWE event like 10 years ago. It was part of the gimmick. But yeah, I believe he did.
Damn, I'll go get body slammed. It probably pays him good.
All right, let's bring it home. Saturday night, co-main event. What can we expect to see? Tell me something that we're not expecting, not to give away any kind of game plan. I mean, we're expecting fireworks. What else can we expect on Saturday night?
You pretty much said it. Something spectacular is going to happen. That will be a spectacular finish.
Almost as spectacular as the photo that I saw on Twitter.
Yeah, the one with my pants up.
Well, I think you had pants on. Yeah, your pants were.
Yeah, pants
and you were wearing
on.
An 8-man strong shirt.
Yeah. Oh yeah. No, you're talking about the beautiful one next to that limo.
Yep. Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
Very good picture, Nico. As always, sir. Thank you very much for your time. We're going to put you on hold. We're going to send you a bigger care package of from 8-Man Strong for not only coming on the show, but as well as that photo.
And it wasn't Donald Trump getting body slammed. Donald Trump body slammed Vince McMahon and then shaved his head. Donald Trump's body slams, beats, and shaves Vince McMahon's head at WrestleMania 23.
All right, I knew it was involved. Nico, thank you for your time. I know it's a busy day, Wednesday media day out there. Best of luck on Saturday, and I'll talk to you, I'm sure, right after the fight.
Yes, sir, 100%. Talk to you after that dub.
Absolutely. Let's put Nico on hold. Let's get his info. I sent the photo to 8-Man Strong. They normally send a nice box. This one's going to be much bigger.
Oh, that's
much,
nice.
Much bigger. Congrats. All right, let's go hit this break. When we come back, we'll close out the first hour. Coming to you live from Torta Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. This is Knockout Radio.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Yo, this is Platinum Mike Perry. You're listening to Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Torta Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Torta Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza. That's Tour de Pizza.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Taylor, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
We are back coming to you live from Torta Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. Got a couple baseball things to bring up.
Okay.
Big Ten, I guess, is going to start playing.
They delayed it, but they're coming back.
The announcement. But this is one of my favorite tweets.
That's football, though.
That is football.
Yeah.
One of my favorite tweets, and luckily I took a picture because you know I would forget. So Dana has said that Dustin Poirier is out of the fight, right?
Okay.
With Tony Ferguson. And then he said that he doesn't want to fight him. You know, that there's many ways to get out of a fight. Negotiations is one way to get out of it.
Okay.
So somebody, his Twitter is Naruto, N-A-R-U-T-O, M-M-A.
Okay.
Here's his response to Dustin Poirier. No, you don't. You've only fought Holloway twice, TKZ, Cub Swanson, Diego Brando, Joe Duffy, Bobby Green, Michael Johnson, Jim Miller, Eddie Alvarez twice, Anthony Pettis, Gaethje, Khabib, Dan Hooker, and Conor McGregor. No offense, mate, but you're scared. It's pretty funny. I mean, that's a who's who list of of who he's fought.
That's a Hall of Fame list of opponents.
Juan for sure.
Khabib for sure.
Khabib for sure.
Holloway, you got to have a Holloway in there.
Holloway was, I'm reading down the list. Holloway for sure. Pettis, I bet you gets in.
Yeah, he has to. Showtime.
Gaethje, depending on what happens in his next fight.
For sure.
Khabib. McGregor.
Yeah.
Right. it's a Hall of Fame list. All right.
Wow.
So here's two baseball things that I somehow found or got on my Twitter or whatever.
Okay.
One, the Cleveland Indians lose for their seventh consecutive. I'm reading it exactly. This is from Zach, I don't know, Miesel, M-E-I-S-E-L.
Okay.
The Indians lose their seventh consecutive game. I've never heard this. I couldn't say seen it because I don't even watch anymore.
Okay.
This time on a walk-off hit by pitch.
Okay.
Which followed a bases loaded hit by pitch.
Huh.
So tie game.
Okay.
Two runners on. They drill the guy, the batter. There's now bases loaded. Then they drill the next batter. And they lose by two consecutive hit by pitch.
Wow. I mean, a bit of all organizations, you would expect it from the Indians, right? I mean, after the movie Major League?
Yeah.
I mean, like Ray.
Why, it's wild thing out there?
Yeah, wild thing.
How about this one? You know, from the, you can't write this, okay? Roger Clemens has seven Cy Youngs.
Okay.
Correct? And no hitters.
Okay.
Nolan Ryan has seven no hitters
and
zero Cy Youngs.
Wow.
You can't write that.
Wow. That's unbelievable.
And I don't know when it happened, but we didn't say Tom Seaver, you know, who recently passed away. I don't know if it was before or after last week. One of the greatest ever play for the New York Mets.
For sure.
You know,
no
I mean,
question.
The first one or two or three that, you know, that comes up. And I guess all the players, they scuffed their knee. Did you notice that?
No.
Because I guess when he threw his rotation, he would like
follow through
and his knee. You know, would end up in the dirt.
Oh.
So the knee got a little dirty.
Wow.
A little dirty. Did you watch last week?
Not really.
Did you watch the main event?
No, I did not.
Close fight. Again, I watched it more between eyelids. I mean, I watched most of it, but
sure.
I didn't watch. So I really can't respond. As I watched as a casual fan, I thought Michelle Waterson won.
Okay.
But I didn't watch it as a judge.
Sure.
You know, obviously Hill had more powerful strikes because if you saw both of their faces after the fight, one looked like she was in a fight.
Right.
And the other looked like she was at the nightclub all night.
Right.
I mean, Angela Hill didn't look like she was in a fist fight.
Right.
From the photo that I saw.
Sure.
But I'm not a judge.
Right.
I didn't judge that one.
Sure. You are a judge.
I didn't judge that. Right.
Yes. Well,
matter of fact, I'm
right.
judging in 2 weeks.
Are you?
2 weeks? 3 weeks?
Oh, where are you judging at?
Tampa.
Oh.
What's the date? What's today's date? Two weeks. Two and a half weeks.
Sweet.
October 3rd.
Today's the 16th.
Boys and Girls Club, the return of World Class Fight League. And, so I'll be out there judging. I already have the scorecards. They're already filled out. See?
Now you can get home before traffic.
Exactly. You know, I'm joking. Obviously, I'm joking.
Well, yeah. No, I mean, going back to the Nico Price, I situation, you know, I mean, that was Diaz's big problem, right? Because he had the cut, the laceration. There wasn't enough time healed in between fights where it opened back up on him. You know, do you think that changes strategies going into this fight for Nico? Is he going to try to avoid taking damage on that side of the eye, that side of the face, because it's only been a few months?
You know, I guess the easy way to say is, yeah, of course. But all of that, I would assume, gets thrown out the window as soon as you're in a fist fight.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, yeah, you're going to turn certain ways and all that.
Well, I didn't want to ask him because I don't want him to give away something his opponent who's listening to the show.
Do you think Donald Cerrone pays attention to anything? Meaning he's going to come in, he's going to throw hands, in the words of whatever the big wrestler is, get these hands. How are you not excited when you hear this matchup? You know,
This is exactly what both of these guys do. Just stand in the middle and rock 'em, sock 'em, robot. You know, there's not going to be submissions. There's not going to be, you know, there's not going to be a technical battle.
And we haven't even talked about the main event.
Right.
Two fighters, let's be honest, both are disliked.
Yeah.
Right?
Right, equally. I don't know. I guess
we don't know. I don't know. But, you know, I've always said that you want to be loved and hated. And
sure.
I'm sure Colby Covington has a few people that love him. and a whole lot of people that don't.
A lot.
Donald Trump said he's going to be watching.
Well, that's his boy. That's his number one campaigner.
They went out. You know, he did a rally, I guess, in Vegas. And your boy Cejudo was there. One of the managers was there. Justin Gaethje was there. Colby was there. And, of course, Dana.
Yeah.
So, sure. But, yeah, I kind of chuckled when I said, it's going to take Tyron Woodley for somebody to root against Colby. And it's going to take Colby to have somebody root against Tyron Woodley. Sure. So this is perfect.
And this is a great fight.
It could be.
I mean, if Tyron comes in focused, Tyron comes in focused as the champ, as he used to be, this is going to be a banger.
They're both former champs. So I think it's going to be an interesting fight. And I don't know yet. I don't know. All right, let's go hit a break. Coming to you live from Torta Pizza. Back out to Las Vegas when we return.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Herschel Walker, and I tell everyone out there, listen, y'all need to listen to Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza. That's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.